Good morning, ladies. Should I do the teacher thing? Clap three times if you hear me. Clap three times if you hear me. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, welcome. Some of you are new today. You weren't able to make it last night, and I want to welcome you to the first annual Wichita Women's Weekend. My name is Vicki Westbrook, and we have three very talented, amazing ladies to present some insightful lessons from God's Word today. If you were here last night, you know that there, between lessons, there's activities that you have to participate in. So that's just the way it is. You are all wearing a new name tag. If you weren't here last night, they had to wear paper hats, and yes, they felt dorky. And today is a new dorky name tag, and it's supposed to look, I don't have mine, it's supposed to look like a smartphone, but I had to put it a different direction so it looks like a microwave. But it's a smartphone, okay? Just like tilt it upside down. And the purpose of having a smartphone is I want to concentrate a lot on communication today. If you look at, we made a chart of some of them are, oh, the door's open. I probably need to shut the door. Thank you. If you look on the charts, we brainstormed and came up with good things that we need to be doing, and we didn't even get them all listed. You guys were pretty brainy last night. But if you look at them, a lot of them require communication. And so we're going to talk about it. In the smartphone, wow. You know, I am positive my mom would say, well, I would say it because I was old enough to remember when we got the first dryer, electric dryer in the house. To dry the clothes, because I had to hang them out on the line. That was my job. So when they brought in the first dryer, there was like no going back. It was like, oh, this thing is awesome. And then the microwave, right? You know, can I live without a microwave? I mean, I could. Do I want to? No. And then how many of you ladies remember the rotary phones? So that's what I grew up on, was the rotary phones. And then the cell phone, those were really cool. But now there's the smartphone. And there's no going back. I'm sorry. I love the smartphones. And we use our smartphone to communicate. We use it, actually, the younger generation, and I think the older generation is getting the hang of it, but texting. Is that just so cool? You know, you just, I had to get a smartphone to want to text because it took me forever to say yes. On the other phone. I had to find why. But we all communicate, and it makes communication that much easier in our society. You have email, you have social network, you have texting, you have a phone with you, see, right here, constantly. Which, by the way, we need to be sure and turn our phones off. Which I probably need to do. There you go. The reality is that while it makes it easier to communicate, we still stay in our comfort zone. I mean, we communicate with the same people over and over, even though we know that there's other people that we should probably communicate with. We should call up. Maybe they've missed services. Maybe they've been sick, or maybe they've had a death in the family. Maybe they just look sad, but we don't reach out to those people. So your assignment right now is to take your nifty little tag off, and I want you, in one color of ink, I want you to write down three names of people outside your home that you call on a regular basis, that you talk to. Just write their
call.
Text. Okay, communicate with. And I wanted to say outside the home because we talk to our family all the time, but I felt like I had to say outside the home because, you know, I actually know people that use their smartphone to call. So someone in the house. Just send a text. Just outside, yeah, it could be family that doesn't live in your house. Okay, so three names of people you talk to, and then I want you to think on the outside of your color. Then I want you to think of the names of three people that your heart is heavy because you know you should talk to more and write their names down. Okay? Maybe your heart is. You were here last night, you know, it's not that simple, right? Yeah. Nothing is simple in my world. What you're going to do, first I need Sherry and Alice to stand up. Where are you? Oh, Sherry Smith, my bad. And Alice. These wonderful ladies worked yesterday for mucho hours. Making homemade cinnamon rolls. I wasn't going to put anything out for you guys for breakfast. That's like my head at 9:30. But she said, can we bring cinnamon? I'm like, oh, yeah. So after we sing our theme song, and you're welcome to get, there's milk, there's coffee, there's water in the cooler. You're welcome to get yourself a cinnamon roll, one per customer. And then I want you at your table to do exactly what we did last night. And for you newbies, what they did is one person started it, and then to the person to their left, look at one name and ask them about that person. It could be, and so if it's someone that you haven't called, you can say, so what's keeping you from calling? Why do you feel like you should call them? You know, have a conversation, and then move around, and then go back. That's going to be your breakfast assignment, okay? So coffee and breakfast for that. Okay, so we're going to start. Jill is our, I feel like I'm forgetting something. Besides for turning off your cell phones, I do want to say, remind you, Jackie Defoe, who came with Bonnie Henneke, raise your hand, Jackie, is going to lead us in our prayer.
We are going to start today with the same song we started yesterday. We'll work till Jesus comes. And we are just going to sing the first and the last verses today, this morning.
Oh, land of rest, for thee I sigh. When will the moment come when I shall lay my armor by and dwell in peace at home? We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes, and we'll be gathered home. To Jesus Christ I fled for rest. He bade me cease to roam and lean for succor on his breast till he conduct me home. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes, and we'll be gathered home.
So, up there, WWW, which is the WeWoWe, is the first letters of women of Wichita, right? No. Wichita Women Weekend. There you go. Jay Horsley, he just so generously, like, oh, let me record this. Let me set up a website. And then Mr. Duvall, Rhonda's husband, is like, oh, let me pay the fee so we can put our own name to it. And so there is a website created for the Wichita Women's Weekend, because I guess this isn't going to be the only one. But all the things have been recorded. You can go to that site. So write it down if you want to share with your friends about the weekend. It's all there. What? How wonderful, right? Like, so big kudos to those gentlemen that set it up. Also, you know, when we started this thing, this facility had no technology, and Rhonda said, "Oh, I can bring my screen and my projector." So, thank you, Rhonda. Thank you for that. also, I'm not on Facebook. I am really illiterate when it comes to technology. And when I started doing this, I was just going to send out flyers. And what's her name? Erin Sullivan. She's like, she says, let me set up an event page. Let me do this on Facebook. I'm like, sure. And she's done such a marvel. And then she's like, let me do, you know, highlight of the week speakers and make it so that everyone, all the speakers can be, I don't know what it's called, but somehow they had access to share. I'm not really sure. See, I'm illiterate. But she did all of that. How many of you followed it on Facebook and were encouraged? See, look at that. So she is now, whether she wants to be or not, officially forever Wichita Women's Weekend social media president, CEO. Completely in charge. And then I told you last night that being illiterate, I was trying to come up with flyers, and I wanted to put the speakers' pictures on. And so the second flyer, there were pictures. And it seriously took me the entire Saturday to try to get the, because the pictures kept moving, you know. I had to put their names, and they'd move, and they... It took me the entire time. And then when it was time to do the third one, I really was, I can't do this. And Mary Beth, raise your hand. She came to my, I'm like, Mary Beth, will you help me? And she did. She put together that flyer. I mean, it was impressive. I was in awe. I was like, whoa, you could do that. And then she said, can I design this? The cover, I'm like, absolutely. I mean, you guys would have got a second grade picture here if it was up to me. So she designed the picture, and she is now forever in charge of the flyers and anything that has design and computer, and she doesn't know it yet, but she is. Okay, so I think, and really, people have asked, did you do this yourself? I started it, and the Lord provided, because really, when people heard about it, like Erin and Mary Beth and Alice and other women, so can I help? You know, and so I did not do this myself, and I'm just thankful to all the people that helped and offered, and I'm especially thankful to God because He provided them. But there was a time. Becca Strait, raise your hand. Are you here? There she is. So the first flyers went out to the different congregations, and I kept checking my email. I'm like, no one's going to come. And Becca straight away, sent me. Am I saying your name wrong? Strack. She sent an email. Sounds like fun. I'll be there. And suddenly it's like, I can do this. And then I would get like discouraged, like, oh, you know, so-and-so's not going to come, so-and-so's not going to come. And then I'd see two more names of people I had no idea. And it just kept, every time I hit a low, something would happen. So I am thankful for all of you guys to be here, because this is a really good thing for you ladies and for me. So there you go. That's all the sappy stuff. Now we're going to get on to serious stuff. We're playing a game. And the game is trivia. So in your little bins, there's a clipboard, and you need to get a black marker. And this is fast game. So you guys have to, as a team, you have to... Do you guys see the trivia clipboard and the marker? So as a team, you have to decide what the answer is, write it. Spelling doesn't have to be perfect, but it has to be, you know, somewhere in the range. You know, don't write Adam and try to convince me that it's Jonah. You know? So, what's her name? What is her name? Jeannie Modine. Lesson is going to be on Let Us Not Grow Weary of Dealing with Tribulations. And so this is a short trivia game of examples of people who had to overcome and deal with tribulations in their lives. And the answers, there might be a couple that are a little hard, but they should come to you pretty fast. And there's only one name one time. So if you'll say, oh, well, he was this too. If you've already said his name, you can't say it again. And I need Jeannie Modine to be the judge. She's an expert on tribulation. You need to come on up here. What I need help with is who holds her placard upright first. So as soon as you... Okay, so you just keep your eyes peeled. So, you know, don't be shy. Hold those puppies up high. Yes, you're allowed to play this game. We're going to have a game later on that she's forbidden to play. Okay, so are we ready? Number one. He lost his wife suddenly, and God told him that he could not mourn publicly. This could be one of the toughies. Shouldn't have started out with a hard one, huh? I'll give you a hint. He's a prophet. They got it. Ezekiel. In Ezekiel 24:16-18, it tells the story that God forewarns Ezekiel, I'm going to take the love of your life, and you cannot tear your clothes or mourn in public. How hard that had to be, right? Okay. It gets easier. I think I just put my hardest one up front. Okay, here's an easy one, so write fast, guys. Had to work an extra 7 years for his true love. Hey, someone's supposed to be... Do you have the questions? You can't write that fast. That's impossible. Okay, Jacob. Yes, we read about Jacob in Genesis 29:18. So what color are you? I'm keeping score. Purple, too. Ladies, you guys got to write faster. Okay, number three. Oh, another easy one. So write fast. Tormented by a thorn in his flesh. Amy, did you see that? Amy, what's... Amy, what color are you? Blue. Okay, so you guys can't use Paul again, all right? I mean, he suffered a lot. So, you know, just don't even think of him anymore. He's done. Had to flee from his home in the middle of the night. Lot, she got it. Yeah. What color are you? Orange? Okay, number five. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Are you out? Okay. Oh, is all your paper wet? Okay. 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 Number five. This person was imprisoned due to a false witness. I'm telling you, you saw my questions. Joseph. So in Genesis 39:7-12, we read about how the woman accused him of being naughty, and he was imprisoned. Okay, number six, had to leave his home and travel to an unknown land at the age of 75. What color are you guys?
Pink.
It's a three-way tie. Well, actually, you guys are two ahead. Okay, now we're on to, really think about that. I did not realize how old he was. I mean, the older I get, the harder it is to leave home. I couldn't imagine just going to some foreign land that you didn't have highways, didn't have signs, didn't have cell phones, 75 and doing that. Wow. Okay, that's faith. Okay, had to overcome the guilt of denying Christ. Probably because I'm looking at Holly. Who did you think? I think her mama beat her. I'm giving it to the pink. You guys are just, let's see. Had to endure the complaining of the people he was to lead. Okay, you got it. Yeah, you got it. I don't want to play with you anymore. So I have to read the questions faster. Okay, here's one that may be a little harder. Had to overcome his lack of faith that God would deliver him and his people from the Midianites. If you paid attention, it may not be so hard. How come you didn't write it? She's the judge. I don't think we should give it to her. Who is the next person? I think Amy's getting it is far more legible. You guys are blue. Okay, here we go. Ooh. Was beaten with a whip and imprisoned in Philippi. Really? You guys, this is your... Oh! Back there. Awesome. Red, right? Orange. Orange. Ooh, another three-way tie for second place. Had to overcome loneliness and depression after running for his life. Not Job. She got it. It's Elijah. Elijah. So we read about Elijah in 1 Kings 19, 4 through 14. Holly, what color are you guys again? Okay. You guys step it up because we're working for a free bottle, a jar of candy. Okay, so I'm going to look at this table right back there. My eyes are focused on you guys. Here we go. Had to endure the constant mocking and rejection of the people he loved. Well, everyone wants to think it's Jesus. I guess he did, but it's not who I was. Jeremiah. There's a story about him being mocked and how. I wanted to put weeping, but that would have just given it away, right? That would have just been too busy. So, Holly, ooh, they're creeping up. It is now 4-3. Oh, wrong way.
What number are we on?
We're almost done. I'm sorry. I heard.
No, I just wanted to know.
Oh. Here we are. 14. Right?
We didn't do 13.
13. Thank you. I'm so glad you're here. Oh, yeah. So she followed her husband to a foreign land where she lost not only her husband but her two sons. Where?
Jamie, what color are you?
Brown. It was Naomi, not Ruth.
Oh, wrong answer. Then you better hold them up again.
You had Naomi. Okay, we're going to give it to this team. Naomi. Oh, you think they were first? Okay. So what color are you? Red. Yeah. I'm a failure. I'm sorry. Okay, well, I'll look more. I'm trying. You're supposed to be helping me here.
I know. I'm not a lot of help.
You are. Okay. Okay, so I'm actually giving you a hint here because there were several ladies like this. But she was barren, and she had to endure Peniah's constant provoking. And I don't know if I'm saying her name right. What do you have back there? What'd you put? She was up first. Yeah, good job. And your color is yellow. Okay, our last one. This person was imprisoned as a grinder. He was imprisoned as a grinder. Samson. She wanted to secure the win. Yeah, it did. Okay.
Wait.
Purple has 5. Pink has 4.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so at the end of class, ladies, the winner is... purple. So at the end, be sure and take home a jar of whatever you want back there. They're not all chocolate. So anyhow, help yourself to that. And now we're going to go right into song, Jill. And then before we sing, I want to introduce Jeannie Modine. She's going to be presenting our lesson. And I had secured 2 people to speak, and I was really like, oh, who else can I get? You know, I wanted more than 2 people to speak. No offense, Bonnie and Holly. But and Bonnie said, Holly said, well, she gave me several questions, but then she suggested Jeannie Modine. I know Jeannie very, very casually because she's been so active in the Ozarks Florida College camp. So she had the burden of dealing with all of my sons. But her and her husband were real involved, and I think your family still is, your daughter and son. And Holly said, oh, I would sit at Jeannie's feet and listen to anything she has to say. And so, you know, the standard and expectation is pretty high, Jeannie. So I called her up, and she wasn't home. She her husband, how funny is this? It took a retirement gig in Florida to teach a Florida college for a semester. So they were on their way home from Florida, but she said, you know, if the time works out, I'll be there. With a happy heart, she accepted it. And what a blessing. So here we go, Jeannie. I'm going to sit at your feet, literally. No. Oh, singing first, yes. Thank you for keeping me on track.
There are so many just really amazing songs about dealing with life and dealing with trials. But these 2 that we're going to sing are just 2 of my very favorites. So we're going to start with Till the Storm Passes By. And we're going to try to keep the tempo up on this one. Sometimes we... Till the storm passes by.
In the dark of the midnight have I oft hid my face while the storm howls above me and there's no hiding place mid the precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe till the storm passes by.
and how long till the morning? I'll tell you, when I was growing up, song leaders would always say, oh, it's so wonderful to be up here. I can hear all your voices. And I would always think, oh, you're just saying that. But it's true. It's really quite a delight. So thank you. Do. Consider the trumping of this mortal land. Let's stop. I'm going to sing the right words this time. Okay. Do, here we go. Consider the mornings of this mortal land, each a new beginning from the Maker's hand, while the storms may gather.